The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This is Waddle and Sylvie on WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago. Chicago's home for sports. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
REM, Orange Crush. The story that we had fun with yesterday. Everyone's really been talking about this story for the last 24 hours. I really think it's good college fun. Like, a lot of people got on their soapbox. Shame on the Orange Crush. Shame, shame. Do you know how many leaders of men, how many of the adults in the room who are the coaches of these college kids have cheated and have wronged so many people in this sport? I saw there was a piece in the Indianapolis paper about ripping the Orange Crush. Do you know how many of these coaches find these loopholes and have whether it's illegally paid or they jump the gun on recruiting all the time? And I'm not saying that it necessarily makes it right, but I'm just like, before you wag the finger at like a bunch of 18, 19, 20 year olds who are just doing collegiate things and are just trying to get into a building by paying the cost of a ticket because it's their prank, let's remember all these coaches who have been given multiple jobs after cheating at different universities.
He who has not sinned, cast the first stone. Everybody's guilty here.
Yeah, like,
nobody is squeaky clean in the world of college athletics.
I actually think this is a pretty fun story.
I think all the way around. So I think you were team Orange Crush to start with.
I hope this is a smokescreen, and I hope then they pounce tomorrow and like they make them think that they're actually watching from cams, and then they really have a secret way to get into Carver Hawkeye.
I'm with you. I want the games to continue to happen. Let's see what happens. Somebody played a card. Someone played another card. Maybe the Orange Crush are actually playing another card.
All right, so if you're in your car and you don't know what the story is, let me give you some background. This, 2 nights ago, I was scrolling through Twitter, and the Orange Crush tweeted out that they bought a bunch of tickets back in October, group tickets, about 200 of them, to go to this game at the University of Iowa. That's tomorrow. The game is tomorrow. And it was to a Champaign address, and the University of Iowa waited till like February 1st to void the tickets.
Well, you also have to add that the Orange Crush represented themselves
I'll get there. So this is the tweet that the Orange Crush sent out. I'm scrolling through Twitter. The Orange Crush sent out this tweet saying, "Oh, we've been wronged. We've had these paid tickets that we paid for these buses. We've had these tickets since October. It's always been under a Champaign address. 200 tickets. We've raised money for charity, and we've paid money for these buses, and the University of Iowa waited till February 1st to void these tickets. And then we're all up in arms. Someone help out the Orange Crush." That's where your side of the story, or the Iowa side of the story, comes out. Iowa issues a statement, "Not so fast, friends." And they say, "This was a ruse that the Orange Crush said. They got these tickets under false pretenses. They paid for them, yes, but they said that they were the Boys and Girls Club of Champaign. They did not say they were the Orange Crush. It was the only way that they got them. And when we reached out to them, to the Boys and Girls Club of Champaign to see if we can do something special for them a couple of days ago. It was then that we realized that it wasn't the Boys and Girls Club. And once we found out that it wasn't really the Boys and Girls Club, we immediately voided the ticket.
Take that.
Which we both believe that they knew when the address came through in October. My theory is they knew when they filled the ticket order in October that it was the Orange Crush, a ticket order of 200 people in October with a Champaign address. They knew, and they kept them on the hook until the last minute, and then they canceled it under... They've played games back, in my opinion.
I believe there's zero sincerity attached from all sides.
So you believe the Iowa side played games, too?
I believe that it's possible. I don't believe anybody should actively be pursuing the grabbing of the moral high ground here.
We've got an Iowa fan outside the studio, Danny Lynch, who works at the station.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you work on a better offensive game plan for your football team? Okay?
He just did a crossover and a runner in the lane.
He's drunk.
Was that
a crossover and a runner in the lane move? I think he's drunk. Like, I don't think there's any moral high ground here for either side. I think that this is good old-fashioned college fun.
Right. Like, they were, like, back in the day, didn't you steal each other's mascot?
Yeah.
Would you go and steal mascots?
Yes.
Like, there's been so many pranks that have been done through
the
years.
It was a great prank by the Orange Crush.
You didn't steal tickets.
And you got busted. Yes. So good on Iowa, too. You sniffed it out.
They didn't steal money from the Boys and Girls Club from Champaign. They just got tickets because they don't fill the ticket order.
Still sounds like you're defending the Orange Crush.
Because I think it's I personally think it's stupid that the University of Iowa wants to keep out bigger groups of other fan bases. This is college athletics. It's supposed to be a fun environment.
They want home court advantage.
And I understand other people have said, ooh, well, they had some mean fans there in the past. And they had some people saying nasty stuff. Get them out. Get the nasty fans out. Just like in any environment. You act the fool at the game, kick them out. Never let them back in. But don't say that the entire group shouldn't be let in. There are bad fans all over the place. Hawkeye fans have bad fans. Illinois fans have bad fans. Southern Illinois fans have bad fans. Bulls fans have bad fans. But don't label the whole group. And I think it's stupid that Milwaukee Brewers don't let Cub fans go and buy tickets. Nashville Predators. Like, this is sports. If you want to go to a game with a group, you shouldn't be not allowed to buy tickets. First come, first serve. Buy the tickets. You get the tickets.
That's how they want to run their business.
It's the worst thing in the world. They bought tickets. They found a way to get through the back door.
They did. They misrepresented themselves. It was a pretty sneaky attempt. And guess what? They got caught. Busted. You better have another card to play. What's next?
How many University of Illinois students got into the college saying that they were an agriculture major?
I don't know.
Through the back door. You couldn't get into the business school.
And if you got caught, what'd you do if you got caught? Used a different excuse.
No, you got in. That's how you got in. I'm an ag major. But you know what? You changed your major after your freshman year because you got good grades. Next thing you know, you switch your major to business.
I applaud your effort. When you get caught.
Caught doing what?
Do something different.
So
you obviously are an Orange Crush member by proxy.
I'm an Orange Crush.
Yeah.
I'm still Team Orange Crush.
I'm Switzerland here. I think this is brilliant. I want chaos, and now I want to see what the Orange Crush has up their sleeve.
I think this is much to do about nothing. I think this is good college fun between fan bases. And I also believe that the leaders of these men have done much, much worse things. And we consistently turn our blind eye and let them coach.
And you think Illinois is right and I was wrong.
Like, who's the reigning champion in college basketball?
I have no idea.
Tyler, who's the reigning champion in college basketball?
Kansas.
Who was suspended to start the season this year in college basketball?
Bill Self.
No biggie.
his toupee was back on the sideline after four-game suspension, coaching the kids. No biggie. But shame on the Orange Crush for their ruse. Shame, shame. How many banners has Cal Perry had taken down?
I'm not connecting those dots, but feel free to.
What do you mean? Like, all the leaders of men who get paid millions of dollars to be kings of their campus.
They don't want 200 Illinois fans in their building because they don't want them in.
I'm saying in this instance, there are a lot of people who are blaming the Orange Crush for being bad kids.
Those people who are silly.
But I'm just saying that the coaches, meantime, make millions and millions of dollars. They continue to be the leaders of men, and they're cheating hand over
fist. Who's down on the Orange Crush for trying to sneak their way in?
Oh, I've heard all these callers. These are bad kids. Greg Doyle wrote a piece, I just told you, or whatever his name is, in the Indianapolis Star Tribune. Shame on the Orange Crush. Shame, shame. Walk of shame, Orange Crush. So they have issued an apology. Like, what did we do in college? I stole salt and pepper shakers from McDonald's so we could have them in our apartment.
That's awesome. If you got caught, you got caught. Then you got to play a different card.
No one was catching us stealing salt and pepper shakers.
Listen, they tried a ruse. They tried. It was a great attempt. It got stymied. Now you got to find something new. Find something else. Maybe you show up and I don't know what you do, but you got to have another card to play here. That's how the game's played. The game doesn't stop.
I hope not. So we got to encourage the Orange Crush
what
to
are you
not
gonna
pack
do?
It in. Well,
whatever you want to do.
Here's what they've issued a mea culpa. This is the release from the Orange Crush. I say you rally. Puke and rally here, guys. That's what you do in college. The students of the Orange Crush are among the most passionate fans in the country. But in planning the Orange Crush road trip, we misrepresented ourselves as another active charitable organization, which exercised poor judgment. This was our mistake, and for that, we're truly sorry. We also should have never placed blame on the Iowa Ticket Office and Director of Athletic Gary Barta, or called them out for canceling the tickets. Protection of their home court is and should be their priority. BS.
Now you're on the crush.
As a nonprofit organization ourselves, trying to better the Champaign-Urbana community, we have the greatest respect for organizations who are doing this life-changing work every day. It was never our intention to disparage or lessen their importance. This event has been a valuable learning experience that will help form best practices for Orange Crush classes for years to come. The Orange Crush road trip prank has been a tradition that students and Illini fans look forward to every year. It is our goal to continue the annual road trip in a manner that stays true to the spirit of fun competition Illinois fans expect. And I saw yesterday they tweeted out that Cams has waived the cover charge. Cams is a bar on campus at Illinois. They have waived the cover charge for all Orange Crush members. They are allowing them into the bar first, and they're hosting them, all those who were going to travel into the bar. I hope that's a smoke screen. I hope they travel to Hawkeye Carver.
I agree.
And they take over the campus and find a way in.
And if they don't get in, guess who gets the last laugh? Iowa bars, because the Illini people will be spending their money in the Iowa campus environments, despite the fact they weren't allowed to go into the game. I love it. I love the battle. It's great.
Sounds like they're waving the orange flag.
Are they? Or is this another smoke screen?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded like a pretty good mea culpa. I mean, they do reference the fact that they misrepresented themselves as another act of charity. I don't know if they'd be willing to do that and then...
They need the John Belushi speech from Animal House is what they need. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No, Germans. I hope they have something up their sleeve. This is what it's about. Don't get pissy and stomp your feet. Go do something. Show up. Take your bus. You're paying for it anyway, right? Didn't you already pay for the hotel?
I don't know. Maybe did the bus company, out of the goodness of their heart, refund their money?
Not sure.
Because it's got publicity. Brett Lake Zurich, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. So when I was at U of I, I was there just after their Final Four run. I was actually on the Illini Pride exec board and involved in planning one of the road trips when we went to Penn State. I'll give that story in a second. But the current run trust made two mistakes that we were told when we were making phone calls out to schools. Number one, whatever excuse or thing you come up with, you can't do, you can't use an actual organization, right? Which they obviously just apologized for. We had to create it with something else. The second one is, whatever you do, don't use a Champaign address. Because since this was, that was like our third, fourth year of doing road trips, and schools had blocked any type of Illinois group because we got publicity when we went up on the first couple up to Minnesota and to Iowa, and they knew that this was happening. And so what we did when we went to Penn State in 2007 is we used one of our members, had a suburban Chicago suburban address, and we said that we were a Chicago-based Penn State alumni group that was going out to Happy Valley for the game. And they gave us 150 tickets, and the tickets they gave us were directly behind the Penn State home basket for the second half for an ESPN national game.
That's great.
And so we got a ton of hype and pub because of it. It also then made it harder to continue the road trips and the excuses we had to have, because Penn State was shooting at a basket full of orange when the rest of their stadium was white in their own home stadium.
So, Brett, who's in charge of the Orange Crush now that is making all of these mistakes? A, misrepresenting yourself, and B, not having the wherewithal and the, I don't know what, to make sure that you're not sending your request in from an Illinois address.
So we have, the Illini Pride is like the student athletic that is in charge of and organizes events for all of the sports. And there's different factions. And then there's a vice president of Illini Pride that's in charge of Orange Crush. And there's Orange Crush chairs. So there's a bunch of people that are involved in the process. And it's certainly not fault of one person. And over the years, things change as they go. They might have a different process of how they go through it now. But it is indeed college students and exec board that that meets and plans things out. And the planning is pretty involved as far and intricate with getting everything organized. So along the way, a couple missteps were made. And kudos to Iowa for sniffing it out. Again, I would guess that they ventured and figured this out shortly after the tickets were bought, because we have tried to buy, and they would not allow us to buy for Champaign addresses, specifically from University of Iowa in the
yes.
past as well.
I agree with you, Brett. That's what I said. I think Iowa knew right away, and they played the game along with it, and then they put down their card on February 1st.
I hope that...
Brett, how would you respond?
I was on hold yesterday when you guys were talking about it, trying to give some like firsthand account with it. I mean, you have the buses. This is before cams put out. You have the buses. If you can get out there and take over multiple bars that the Iowa fans go to, I think that would anger plenty of people. But then again, I don't know what type of refusal of service they would try to pull, if that would be something or not, because you end up just out of luck out there. I would love to see, I don't expect it to happen, but I would love to see Brad Underwood have his team show up and warm up in Orange Crush shirts during warm-ups tomorrow. The cynic in me would love to say have them show up in Boys and Girls Club of Illinois shirts, but I don't want that to really happen, because I think it just, again, it adds to the fuel of hating on Fran McCaffrey and everything Iowa, and obviously the rivalry the last few years. We won two in a row, so we can't necessarily say it's a rivalry currently on the court. We'll see how tomorrow goes, but the DeMonte Williams, McCaffrey going nose to nose and almost getting a fight a few years ago, and us Kofi blocking Luka Garza to win the Big Ten, Chris Murray win our last home game, Keegan Murray missing the three pointer that allowed us to win the Big Ten last year at the butt. Like, there's a lot that's behind the two programs in there, so I'm sure that I would not expect them. I can't say I expect. I would love to see them show up. I don't think they're going to, but I'm all for the smoke screen, Tom. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Good stuff, Brad. That's a good call. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. There's
he told
Brett.
Him. He just said Orange Crush made several mistakes, and they're plotting. It was a bad plot.
Let's see Mike in Bloomington. Mike, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Everything's good.
You, Mike.
Happy weekend.
You too. You too. I think it's all in fun and games. You know, I'm a huge Iowa fan through and through, but, you know, I give them credit for trying. I kind of wish Iowa would have just let them in, but just give them the top row of the entire arena, make them sit a single row all the way around at the very top.
That would be,
you know, just to keep it going.
That would be one row all the way around. Yeah, you're all together in one row.
Yeah. That's one row. Hey, you got your tickets. It's fair. And they sniffed it out from the get-go, but they played right along with them, thinking they were going to get these, you know, great seats, and this is what you get.
See, that's good fun. Like, that's good fun. That's a way to keep the game
going. Who's your guys, your rival in basketball?
It used to be Creighton.
You want a bunch of Creighton fans in your stadium if you can fill it with your own fans?
I don't mind. I really don't mind. Like how many times have Packer fans, I mean, it's pros, but like this is what the Brewers and the Predators have done. Packer fans have come here, right? How many times have Red Wings fans come to the Hawks arena or vice versa? Like, I think that's sometimes what makes sports fun. When it's 50-50. Don't you?
I think college is a little different. I think that I'm not surprised that Iowa doesn't want 200 Illinois fans in their building. And if you can fill your facility and you don't have any unsold tickets, then great. If you can't fill your arena and someone else is willing to buy the tickets, at the end of the day, you know, their money spends too.
Like, so, Northwestern's got a ton of Ohio State and Indiana fans,
probably because they're not selling out.
Like, I to not sell the tickets if you get in, like, it's just odd.
I want to see what's the next move. Come on, what do you got?
All right, Orange Crush, the challenge has been issued. 312-332-3776. Another NBA player. Should I say another NBA player, or should I say the same NBA player has requested another trade?
Yes, I think that's more accurate.
And it's the big story in the NBA today. And Shams was on with us in studio today. I think you're going to be surprised with what he told us the path for the Bulls may be. We'll replay some of that stuff for you coming up next.
Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
My wife sent me the note from Cam's. Mentioned the bar Cam's. It's a legendary bar on campus at the University of Illinois. They are paying $6,000 to donating $6,000 to the Orange Crush to cover the expenses that they are losing on the buses. So they're donating.
It's very nice of the bar.
And then they're hosting.
So they get their money back anyway.
Yes.
All right, well, just be smarter about it next time you're trying to pull off a prank. This is Exhibit A.
Should we host them?
Be smarter.
And do a prank. Should we do a prank, what do you call
seminar?
It? The seminar, yes.
Probably so. Let's do a prank off.
Not a prank off.
They are currently losing the prank off.
Do the do's and don'ts of what to do when it comes to pranks.
Yes.
Do not use the address of Champaign, Illinois.
Dumb.
Like, Abdallah was talking about the VPNs. Like, if you're going to do it on the computer, you know, set it up like you're from out of the state of Illinois or something like that.
Come up with a fake group name. The Southern Illinois Cheese Farmers.
Yes, you came up with a good one. Like, Dairy Farmers, right? Dairy Farmers of Iowa.
Yes. Whatever it is.
Yes.
Just you're a false club.
Yeah, the Cornhuskers of Iowa.
You're not misrepresenting yourself as somebody who actually is somebody.
It's a good good thing. Come up with, it's a good contest we could do in the future.
Yes.
For the Orange Crush. Come up with a fake organization name. Not a charity.
No.
Not a charity.
No. It's got to be a fake group.
Like, I thought that was good. The Chicago Penn State Alumni Association from Penn State.
Yes. This was not thought out, I don't think, very well. This was bad execution.
And that's why threw down their big card.
Yeah. So, oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah, well, look
at
what we got.
I got pocket aces.
Yeah. Yes.
Here you go.
How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? Exactly.
A couple of things from Shams. Shams Charania broke the story regarding Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade again. The way Shams told us is they were negotiating with him, and there were some stipulations that they were putting in, some incentives that he didn't like, and now he's at the point where even if they would offer him a max deal, he doesn't want to be there anymore. So he is asking for a trade before the deadline, and if he's not traded, he will not re-sign, no matter what. It's a complete soap opera.
He's playing great basketball. I get it, but like this is the ultimate buyer beware, is it not?
Yes, and wherever he goes, he will find a way to be unhappy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
if
he ends up in Phoenix and Dallas, wherever he goes. He's always been that way. He found unhappiness when he played with LeBron in Cleveland. When he went to the Boston Celtics, he didn't like being the focal point. You know, then he teamed up with Kevin Durant, and he has bitched and moaned the entire time. He's the ultimate grass is not greener person.
Do you trust that he's going to be content wherever he goes through the course of a postseason run?
No.
And then going forward?
I would not trust him at all. I would not trust him in the slightest.
I know. That leads me to wonder what someone's going to be willing to give up for him if, in fact, you are willing to make the deal. The Lakers feel like a playground of dysfunction. So
right.
Maybe
they're desperate.
Yeah.
Like what would
maybe they feel that because LeBron and Kyrie have a history,
right,
that will work. I remember in the offseason or before the season began, hoping that he was traded to the Lakers because I thought it would be fabulous drama.
You want to see that?
I want to see it now. And maybe it will work in L.A. more so than in other places. I don't know. But
two desperate parties, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play you what Shams said about the Bulls. This was very interesting stuff. Maybe not the interesting stuff that you were looking for, though. Shams Charania was in the old National Bank studio with us and talked about how the Bulls may not be looking to tank. Hmm.
Everything I'm told about the Bulls, their full intention and full goal right now is to keep trying to win. They're trying to be a team that's going to compete and contend for the playoffs. I believe they're the 10th seed right now in the play-in tournament, maybe 11th. The separation between 7 and 10, 11, it's going to be a race all year. And now I think teams are looking at that play-in kind of like an extended playoffs for the NBA. And I think that's what provided a lot of balance throughout the league and why the trade deadline is going to be very interesting this year when the league is more open than ever. From everything I'm told, they want to contend for the playoffs, play-in, playoffs, and not toil in the lottery. And this year makes it tough, too, because their first-round pick isn't under their control. It's a top-four protected that would go to Orlando. So imagine giving up Zach LaVine for draft picks or giving up DeMar DeRozan, who was just named an All-Star, for draft picks, and you tank and you don't get your first round pick anyway, and you're sitting in the war room and being like, we just gave up a good player for a pick like 3-4 years down the line. Now, listen, if someone blows them away for Zach LaVine and gives them something like the Hawks got for DeJounte Murray, I mean, they'd be foolish not to listen. But right now, that offer just has not come.
So that's where they are. Status quo, it sounds like. What about adding? Shams surprised us with that. The Bulls may be in the market to add.
I've heard they're being more active in other ways. They're trying to go get guard help in the trade market. You know, they're still trying to figure out, is Lonzo Ball going to be able to play at any point the rest of the year? I think they're still holding out a little bit of hope. But listen, I think the signs aren't that good. We hear what Billy Donovan says publicly. But they're holding out on that hope. But they have been active in the marketplace, trying to go get a guard out there and see, can they get some help to this group? I've heard more of that than I've heard, hey, like they're shopping Zach or they're shopping DeMar. Now, listen, there are issues that I reported on that this team has gone through, disconnect at different points. The Billy Donovan aspect that we reported on, that there's also been some level of frustration there. But the talent, when you look at the talent, that there is talent on this team. There's more talent on this team than there was when Arturis Krishnanovas took over. Now, can this talent put it together? We haven't seen them do it yet. How will they do it? That's obviously on them.
Can you speculate a guard name? Like, can you think? Like, they desperately need a point guard. I think we've all talked about that, and that's who you thought you were getting, obviously, with Lonzo Ball. Are we talking about shooting hell? I mean, they could use some shooters, too. Like, who are we thinking that may be available?
Wait,
and what do you have to give up?
We saw a rumor or a report about Fred VanVleet with Toronto. Like, Toronto's in the sell mode now. You know, like, Toronto last year was one of these surprise young teams that was in the 4-5 spot, same as the Bulls. And now they've underachieved, and now they're in, like, the sell mode. Van Vliet's been one of these guys that's been
the Bulls have
mentioned.
Nothing to, they don't have any picks to give you.
Yeah.
So what are they, like, I get the concept of trying to add a guard, add some shooting. What are you giving up?
I don't know.
You don't have anything really to barter with. Like, I think you're holding on tight and you're just hoping beyond hope that you become a better basketball team. Good luck with that.
And then what about Vooch? Like, he's an expiring deal. I don't think you want to sign him. I know I don't want to sign him long term.
32, right? 32 years old.
Yeah. So what about trading Vooch before the trade deadline?
I haven't heard them make calls. I haven't heard them really take calls on Vooch. I think this is a guy that's going to be a free agent this summer. He's going to command a pretty sizable contract, and it's going to be, you know, if a team is going to trade for Nikola Vucevic, they're going to want to know, can we retain you in the summer? And right now, not to my knowledge, has that happened.
Status quo. That's what you're left with.
We'll see if that, and Shams is as connected as anybody out there. We'll see if that changes by Thursday. But that's been the MO right now since they put this team together. That was what they did at the offseason, and we'll see if they look to just play this out for the rest of the year, then look to retool by next offseason.
Trying to sneak into the playoff picture, whether it's the 10th seed or the 7th seed or whatever it is. It's a whole lot of hope.
Hope for nothing.
It's not an right? answer.
Like,
it's not an answer.
I don't know if there is an answer.
No, there's no answer to this.
Matt Hickey, who tweets me a lot about Bulls stuff, he gets mad at me quite a bit about stuff.
What's he get mad
he
about?
He gets mad a lot about Vooch, that I don't give Vooch his due, he thinks. He's mad, too, at Bulls fans about Zach LaVine. He thinks that Bulls fans, he didn't like the poll yesterday about that 49% of the people thought that Zach LaVine should be traded. I told him I would read his tweets, so I'll do this. He two separate tweets. He goes, I ask again, has there ever been a star player Chicago fans have turned against more quickly than Zach LaVine? And then he sent out another tweet. Seriously, you should do a poll and or segment on this. I can't think of a star player Chicago fans turned on more quickly. Maybe you can.
Turned on? Like, I think that's strong language, not like swear language, but I think that's a strong. First of all, I'm not sure that there was 100% buy-in from Bulls fans to begin with.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so there was...
I don't think it was close. I thought it was 50-50 to begin with.
There was 50-50 on our show. You and I were for it, and Bleck and Abdallah were against it.
Right.
Like, that just tells you it's a microcosm.
Right now, against yes, it. A lot of guys against...
It's a microcosm of the entire, you know, situation.
I don't think there was ever a true buy-in from the fan base on Zach to begin with. He's very cutty-ish. You were either a Zach guy, and I'm not talking about attitude. I'm just saying you were either a Zach guy or you weren't a Zach guy.
Right. For or against. The no in between. Look, in my response, I was a guy that thought that it was the right decision. Right now, you're not winning more games because of him. And he has to play a bigger role in the outcomes of a lot of these games as your most costly player.
Right.
Like, you can talk about numbers, salaries, or whatever else. When you pay him what they pay him, they're expecting him to be the reason why you are winning games. And that hasn't been the case.
Yes. So I don't think he was ever, Zach LaVine in my world was never a beloved player in this town. ever. I don't think there was ever a time Zach LaVine was beloved. I think there was a time when he signed an $80 million deal that people didn't think he earned that. He played into that deal, and he earned a lot of respect from me.
This was always a 60-40 for me, like in terms of support versus lack of support.
And I think like there are guys like Derrick Rose who had 100% support and lost a lot of fans over the injuries. I think there's a guy like Chris Bryant who, to me, like was really on top of his game, who came in like a firestorm.
There's your answer to his question.
A rookie of the year, an MVP, and then bruised and battered and just not as productive. And he wanted to get paid. And people were like, Chris, you want to get paid? Where's the production? You're not a superstar anymore. And then there wasn't the love for Bryant like there was for Schwarber and for Rizzo and for Baez. And I don't think by the end, Chris Bryant was the beloved player like some of the other Cubs were at the end of the run.
I think Bryant is the answer when he says, name me a player. And Bryant was significantly more accomplished.
Loved. And more loved.
Yes.
Chris Bryant was way more loved than Zach LaVine has ever been in this town.
And Chris Bryant was the rookie of the year. He was the MVP. You know, he helped you win a title. And people were ready to send him away.
Yes. Yes.
And we were two of those people because he set the bar way up here and failed to be able to reach his own set expectation level. Like, so much more so than Zach. People turned on Chris Bryant more than Zach. Turned is still too hard a term for me.
Right. Zach doesn't do himself a lot of favors either, and I'm a Zach supporter. Again, like, Zach doesn't take a lot of accountability. Zach doesn't play defense all the time. There was a play late in the game he made that was good. There was a time in the game, late fourth quarter, when my buddy texted me, Zach had zero rebounds.
Yeah.
Zero rebounds.
I don't think he had a point until he went two quarters without a point, didn't he? Third quarter.
And if you want to be beloved, those are things you have to do. Carmen and my buddy Jeff and I were tweeting 2 games ago where I think he had a double-double and was a couple of assists shy of a triple-double or something. And I want to say it was his first or second double-double of the year. And one of the people in the chain wrote, this is really his first double-double of the year? What star has his first double-double of the year this late in the season?
Yeah.
Well, one that only scores. That's your answer. So people want to see more from someone who gets paid a lot.
I want to see more. I thought I would see more. Maybe I was gullible for suggesting that we would see more. But look, if people are frustrated with Zach LaVine, I wouldn't be pointing the finger at those people. I would be pointing the finger to the consistent lack of difference-making play that you get from your max player.
Right, right. Look to Zach for more instead of getting angry at the fan base.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we'll crosstalk with Black and Abdallah coming up next.
Hey, get Auto Show savings all month long at hawkauto.com. Choose from new Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Subaru, Cadillac, Mazda, Volkswagen, Nissan, and Wagoneer models, and a huge selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles. Save with 0% financing or $500 to $7,000 bonus cash. Get your Auto Show savings today at hawkauto.com. Drive what I drive. Drive a Hawk on select models with approved credit. Some may not qualify.
Waddle and Sylvie are back. Are back. Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome to Donna in studio. Did you hear our version of All Calls Welcome yesterday?
Which portion?
George? Oh, well, that was weird when George talked about taking off his pants when he gets in the door and then he's horny for Justin Fields.
I missed that one.
That was
I definitely missed that one.
Your life's okay. Don't worry about it.
The guy, JD, when he left East Bank Club, and he just randomly called to tell us an And Anthony Davis story.
Oh, he's been trying to, he's been trying to call into Carmen Yurko for days, and I keep telling him, dude, we're talking Bears. Call us later.
Yes, yeah.
Every day.
So he called in and told a random Anthony Davis forgets where he came from story.
Yeah.
And how he used to be like Urkel when he was growing up, and he could barely get laid, and now all of a sudden he forgets where he came from.
Oh.
And I go, dude, I'm like, what made you think today to just call in with a random Anthony Davis story?
I thought your all calls welcome was having Mo, Chase, Eddie, and Mitchell and Displains all in the same segment.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's basically what
line
we do.
Up.
Yeah, that's Friday coming up at some point.
That's stress.
Well, that's stress. I mean,
you know what? Here, let me help you.
I give him timers now. I give Chase a timer now.
Yeah, that's true.
I count to 30.
I count to 30,
and then I.
What's up?
I'll give Chase this. He had a coherent call the other night.
It was a Bulls. It was a Bulls call.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It had nothing to do with Mitchell Trubisky. It was nice.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I've blunted his Mitch Trubisky love.
No, we still get it.
Do you get it? He doesn't even bring it up to me anymore.
Oh, that's nice. No.
I feel like that's the one thing I've accomplished in
that's
calendar 2022.
That's
Chase doesn't come at me with Mitch comments anymore.
I love Chase, but like I have people in my life, and I hate this. When I'm ready to leave somewhere, I want to leave. Mm-hmm. And there are people, like I tell my wife, I'm like, this person in your life takes too long to say goodbye.
Yeah, Midwest goodbye.
We need to go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Chase is the opposite. Chase takes too long to say hello. Chase says hello for 5 minutes in his phone call. Would you just say
Get
what
to
you
the point,
want
man.
To say?
That's why I gave him a timer. That's why he gets 30 seconds.
We were out recently, and we did the opposite of that to leave the bar. We walked around the backside of the bar to leave. Because we didn't want to walk through the group of people we were with to leave and then say, like, hey, we're leaving. Hey, we're leaving. Hey, bye. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to leave. Yeah.
You pulled a Houdini. We should call that a Houdini in college.
We went around the back side of the bar and
out. Call that a Houdini in college.
Yeah. We'll see you again.
We always would be at the bar. Same thing.
Yeah.
And we'd all be looking around. Everyone's hammered. It's 1:15. And it was like, where's... He pulled a Houdini again.
He's asleep.
He's gone.
Snuck out.
He's already asleep at home.
That's no, I was not asleep at home back in college.
That's
I was
the best
leading
way
the charge.
To do it.
two kegs, C44, 2 kegs at 2:00 every Saturday after games.
God.
That's pretty good.
What was the dating guy who used to do 2 and 2? The dating show?
Was that Chuck Woolery? We were 2 and 2, 2 kegs at 2:00. So when the bar closed, just know we were tapping kegs, 2 of them at 2:00.
That's great.
2 minutes, 2 seconds, right back at you. That was great.
It was.
Chuck Woolery.
Yes.
Is he no longer with us?
No, he's with us.
Is he?
He's doing gold commercials, I think.
He's lost it, right? Isn't he one of us?
I think he's selling gold.
He went wacky on us.
I'm not sure if he went wacky, but I think he's selling gold products.
I think when the pandemic started, he went way to the other side, you know? Like, yeah, I think he's one of those now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
His Twitter bio is, yep. Yeah,
he's
look at that.
Full on. Yeah.
He's got the Blunt Force Truth podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, what is a Blunt Force what?
Yeah, he's telling
Hollywood
you the truth,
conservative.
Waddle. Yeah, he's going to let you know what's going on. Yeah.
I just want to buy some gold.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Well, he's
get some gold? I just want some gold. I want some gold. All I see here is political stuff. I want to buy some gold.
He's so hard.
The love connection guy went all political on us?
He's so hard he's going in on Fox. Like, Fox is tame for this guy. Like,
they're not telling the truth.
Yeah,
Chuck, I'll tell you the truth.
Chuck Woolery selling gold.
Selling cars, selling gold coins.
Yeah.
Gold coins. See, there you go.
Get paid in gold. Get paid in gold.
Get paid in gold.
Yeah.
The Twitchers are saying he's with the pillow guy.
The pillow guy?
Yeah, you know how it is. Yeah.
Is he selling gold?
No?
Who else is selling gold?
The worst pillow I ever experienced. I heard from I was supporting Cap and I go, this is the My Pillow.
You know what was it? Was
it was
too,
a bunch of cotton balls. What was that thing?
It wasn't support. Like
made
it didn't support
USA.
You, right? Well, it was built with liberal tears, is what it was built with.
And you know what they told you to do to it? You were supposed to put it in the dryer,
right?
Yeah,
to help fluff it.
You have to fluff it up.
This is
that's
the
you're
pillow?
Supposed to do. That's
how
you're
much
supposed
is
to
it?
Do
Cap says is the best.
How much did it cost?
Like $80 a pillow or something?
Really?
Like, oh yeah,
how much
expensive.
Does a pillow cost in general?
A good pillow.
A good pillow is like a couple
$5.
Depends.
When when
that's
Chris
just
and I,
a sack with crumpled up newspaper
when
in
Chris
it.
Chris and I lived together.
Lay your head on it.
Chris and I lived together. We went to Target. We would drive to Target together. Like, hey, I'm going to Target. Do you want to come with? Sure, yeah. And I found him in the pillow aisle, laying on the ground, testing.
Yes,
testing
on
pillows on the ground in Target. Well,
it's true. How are you supposed to test?
Were you high?
Thank you. What are you doing?
He's never smoked or done anything.
I take the pillow and put it against the wall. And
No.
On the ground. On the ground.
You have to lay down.
On the ground.
You're laying on the ground. You're getting dirty.
I'll tweet out the picture.
Target ground you're laying on?
Yes.
He's just sitting there. He's like, nope, too soft. Nope, too hard.
I need a firm pillow.
Yeah, this one's just
if
right.
If it's too soft, then what are you doing? Like when you go to a hotel and it just like flops.
He's Goldilocks in the Target.
Pound a couple on top of each other, the flat ones.
Yeah.
Then it's too high.
Pillows cost $200?
Oh, pillows. Oh, yeah. Some pillows are expensive. Yeah.
I will say this.
We
soft sheets.
What's your thread count, Waddle?
I have no idea, but I can tell the difference between like bad sheets and good sheets.
You're welcome.
What does that mean? Sheets?
Egyptian cotton, baby. You're welcome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's taking credit.
Were you responsible for it?
Paper, cotton, and Egyptian cotton and numbers, math. That's right. We came up with that.
Oh, you have no concept of math.
I don't, but my people did.
Okay. Well, you're taking responsibility
they
for it.
They also made paper. Anything you want? Anything else you want to make?
Find a roll up.
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
That papyrus.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm so good at it?
You smoke it, right?
Why do you think I'm so good at it?
All right. Well, all calls welcome. 312-332-3776.
Brought to you by the Chicago Hounds.
Hi, guys. Go Spain. Are you guys from Spain?
Go Spain.
All right.
Indeed.
Go Spain.
We got three guys outside from Spain.
Up awesome. With Spain.
Wow. Is it this cold in Spain?
It's nowhere near this cold in Spain.
No, not this cold in Spain.
We just got a Matumbo.
You guys are a few months too early. I don't know what you're doing here. That's awesome, though. I didn't know if they were Sarah Spain fans when they put Go Spain up. Or if they were like from Spain. That was funny.
They're here early for the World Cup.
Yeah. Like 4 years
early. Yeah.
Pretty good. Like 8 years early?
Is it 8 years from now or is it 4 years from now? I thought the next one was here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
good call.
4 years.
Four
yeah.
years.
I'm right.
All right. Early. Thank you to Sham Sharania for joining us in studio. Thank you to Tyler Aki and Jeff Meller. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend. Off.